This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pendleton. It's November 6th. And it was on this date in 1947 that NBC's Meet the Press began on television. It was 2 years after it had been running on radio. The television rights had been purchased by General Foods, which began the run on television and was originally presented as a 30-minute press conference with a single guest and a panel of questioners. The first guest was James Farley, who served as Postmaster General, Democratic National Committee Chairman, and Campaign Manager to Franklin Delano Roosevelt under the first two terms of the New Deal administration. Creator Martha Roundtree served as the first host, the program's only female moderator to date. At 72 years, it is the longest-running show in television history. And it was on this date in 1995 that Cleveland Browns owner Art Modell made the announcement regarding the future of the franchise from a podium in Baltimore.
I can never forget the kindness of the people of Cleveland, but frankly, it came down to a simple proposition. I had no choice.
Modell said that he made the move because of an outdated Cleveland stadium was failing to generate sufficient revenues, which had contributed to mounting financial losses for the team. The new Browns, or Baltimore Ravens as they would be known, would go on to win Super Bowl 35, while the Browns, who would receive another franchise in 1999, have only been to the playoffs once since. Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow, and today is history.